guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Election Day, Brian, and the market sure showed it. Just didn't really want to go anywhere.
You know, it didn't, Randy. You know, we had some more export sale announcements. Mexico and unknown destinations bought some corn. But you're right. Election day today, the market's very close to unchanged. You know, it's slightly higher, I guess, which is encouraging. But we also have a USDA supply and demand report on Friday, Fed rate announcement also on Thursday. And then you've got some moisture in South America as far as the soybeans go. That's maybe limiting the upside. And harvest is wrapping up again for corn and soybeans as well.
Sure. Surprising wheat is hanging on the way as well as it is with the rains moving through the southern plains, too.
You know, that's right. I mean, they were extremely dry. They've received some rain more in the forecast, so that's certainly beneficial for the southern those southern states. But you look at those winter wheat conditions, you know, they did improve 3% to be 41% good to excellent, but it's below the 50% average that we saw last year, and it's the second lowest rating, I guess, on record for this week, on record. So, again, a pretty poor rated crop at this stage of the game. It'll be much more important, I think, as we come out of dormancy next spring and see how that crop looks.
Yeah, and I guess it's understandable, too, of these market traders, a little gun-shy here with the election today. We get Fed minutes, as you said, on Thursday. I think we get a 10-year baseline on Thursday from USDA, too, and then we've got the WASD on Friday.
We do. So there's a lot of different reports and stuff coming out later in the week here. And again, like you said, the election today. So we'll see how all this news affects the markets as we move through the week.
Livestock side, what's going on there then?
Yeah, just kind of a softer tone there too. I mean, we look at that market, you know, very close to unchanged as far as the live cattle, feeder cattle go. You know, we had some chart damage done last week with a downside reversal, and the cash was steady to $2 lower, and we're dealing with weights that are 37 pounds heavier than a year ago. So just not a lot of positive news out there. We'll see where this week's cash trades, and the feeders pretty much follow in the live cattle again today. You look at the lean hogs, we had a softer day yesterday and some follow-through selling today. That market's also overbought, and we're seeing some profits come off the table. And then a lower cash market, both cash and cutouts here to start the week, again, I think limiting the upside.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, too, the outside markets, the Dow up pretty good. We've got crude oil up, and then we've got the dollar index down hard.
We do. So those things are positive for the markets as well. And you know, maybe that's spilling over somewhat to the grain complex today. Again, that lower dollar certainly helps exports both on the livestock and the grain side. So those are encouraging today. But again, I think all news today is looking at the election.
Anything else we should be aware of here talking about?
I think get through all these reports this week and you know, continue to look at South American weather for, you know, this time of the year and continue to watch the export demand.
Brian Strumman at Progressive Ag Marketing.